we're on. It's a podcast. We like to call Think and Act Locally.
Yes, sir.
We're here in Deer Park, Texas. This is my backyard. I'm David Campbell.
Dante Bright.
These guys are all three brothers. We're missing one. Yeah, Dom had to go to work. Yeah. He's going to work, and we'll catch up with him another day.
I'll say a prayer for him.
Yeah, for real. But I'm Adrian.
What's your last name?
Adrian Hall. Yeah, I'm Adrian. Adrian Hall. What do I say, my occupation and all that stuff?
No, you don't have to say your occupation. This is our first podcast
in New York.
Thank you, Anthony Shepard. We got two little guys off the side. Working the camera.
Yeah. My name is Aaron. I'm not gonna say my last name because
it's
my brother.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm the better triplet, if I'm trying to know that right now. I'm
either in or out. You need to
That's a lie.
Say it close to the mic so I can hear you just a little bit. Say it close to the mic.
F lie.
Y'all hear that,
people?
Yeah. That's a bunch of bullshit. It's not a lie.
Look, that's how much cap he was doing.
Oh yeah.
No, I've just spit the truth so hard.
Come here,
the world shakes.
All right. Come sit with me.
We're going to get into it. We're going to get into it.
Are you coming in now?
Okay.
Come here. You're right in front of the camera. You're completely ruining the shot.
Technical baby seat.
Okay. You're okay. Look, this is real life, and
the one in local. It's real local.
Yeah, it does get more local than this. Okay, well, the idea behind the podcast is to think and act locally. We're going to be doing things locally and getting into local issues, local lives. These guys, Adrian lives with me. Aaron lives with me. These are my two boys. This is Shepherd over here. Endure. Dante is out on his own in the wild.
Trying to see that bird, he can fly.
And so what we're trying to do here
is... He's not a bird, he's a monkey.
Is we're thinking and acting locally, trying to figure out what we can do in our communities to help folks reach their potential and to make better lives for themselves and those around them. And so this is where we're beginning. This is podcast one. We appreciate your willingness to stand by us, even when things may not look as professional as others. But this is real. If one thing is for certain, is you'll get authenticity out of what we're doing here and what we hope to deliver to you guys. So we hope to meet many of you in the future. And here we go. We're off to the races. So exactly. Where do you guys want to begin? I'll give you guys a little bit of leeway because I'll take it if you don't.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Okay. No thinking. I got this. Okay. We're gonna start. We're gonna go down the row. Okay. We're just gonna start with a simple question. Adrian, who are you?
I would say I'm an awesome person. Let's get that off the bat. Let's go. Some people call me Adrian, but others call me Awesome Age, you know what I'm saying? One of the captains of Machina, if you don't know. If you don't know Machina, it's a little clan we got. It's a guild, you know what I'm saying? Some of y'all don't know what a guild is. Some of y'all do. But it's a deal we got on YouTube. You look up Young Trips VR. It's our YouTube channel, and we starting VR from scratch, just like this. And damn, I keep saying "and up." I gotta stop that. But what's it called? Damn, and that. But damn, okay. So Young Trips VR, we got that on YouTube, and damn, I don't even know what to talk about. Let's just stop talking about YouTube.
Why? That's exactly what you do, though.
That's your YouTube, man.
Because I wasn't preparing to talk about YouTube. I just kind of popped up.
Just well, let's talk about other things. What do you do? Who are you? What do you want to do?
Shoot. Okay, yeah. No, yeah. Let's start with that, because then I can like start putting stuff in the video to actually got to start doing it, you know what I'm saying? Putting it out there. Your boy is on a mission to become financially independent. By the end of this year, I would love to be, not love to be, I'm going to be, I'm going to quit my 9-to-5. I will find some way to be making money by my own means and not having to clock in anywhere and listen to what she says and what he says about put this and put in there over some bull. And yeah, honestly, yeah. So right now, first thing I did was build a crypto mining rig, I guess. Some people might not see that as a thing, but that's because you're, damn, I don't know if I was supposed to be mean, but some people, y'all too stupid to see. But what's it called? You got a crypto mining rig up, got 6 GPUs, 3080s, running it on Windows. Tried it on, if y'all know what Ubuntu is, tried it on there. It was extremely hard. Had it down on HiveOS and all that. If I were you guys, I would just stick to download it on Windows, do everything on Windows, and then you're going to go to NiceHash. You go to NiceHash, set everything up through there, because then it can just immediately hook up the GPUs. It's going to detect them if you have good running GPUs. My first time, I had no GPUs that were running because I had, we somehow got all duds. All 6 of them were duds. That makes no sense. Then we had to, we ordered some other ones and then put them back on, and yeah, it was like a whole process. Literally did the whole workaround for it, but got it up and running. 2 zeros away from making 1 Bitcoin. You know what I'm saying? 2 zeros away. So that just lets you know, like, all that hard work and all that really did pay off, because, ooh, now I'm starting to reap the benefits, but it did break down again. You know what I'm saying? The grind just never stops. God, wow. 2 zeros away, and it just fell apart. But now I got to start getting back on it. And yeah.
And then I'm Dante. Friends call me Donnie. People call me Fish. It doesn't really matter. My teachers called me an a-hole. But I don't even know, man. I'm just out here trying to get my own piece of land by any means necessary, really. And be able to read a book under a hammock and not have to stress about where I'm going to go the next day. And just have a peace of mind that I want. That's really it.
What's up, everyone? My name is Aaron, and how I describe myself is strong. That's all I can say. I'm going there, because when I think about it, I've thought about this for so long. I used to be Boy Fat Fat. Some people know me as Boy Fat Fat. Some people don't. Shout out to the people who know me back in the day, because nowadays the transformation.
Different.
You feel me? Yeah.
Different.
60 pounds down, y'all. Yeah. 60 pounds.
Nah, them pounds went up.
No, yeah, exactly. God.
If I wasn't wearing a long sleeve, y'all could see the guns, but I'll let y'all live for today, you know?
No, yeah, for sure. Yeah, next time.
But I will say that, yeah, it's been fun on this journey, going through it with my family, going with my brothers. They helped me get on this journey because, man, it was one hard journey to start. This man right here, talking the most crap to me, making sure that I did not enjoy being fat. But when I was young, I used to hate it.
Hey, man, first, I'll just say, it was motivational.
Yeah, it wasn't just we were just crap on it.
I was about to say that. I was like, no, because when I was young, I thought about it as a bad thing. But now I'm older, I'm like, you know, if it wasn't for y'all, I would not be where I'm at right now. Because
I was here for whatever you wanted. You know, if you wanted to be the big one, I was here for it, you know?
Yeah.
But it was like, if you wanted to change, I was like, okay, then we can do that. See, but I ain't gonna lie, it did feel a bit like child abuse after a while, because you're just kind of watching your little brother cry, and you're just like, do the squats, and you're just like, you know, like, dude.
Yeah, it's like punishment, which you're just working out.
Yeah, I'm like, am I pushing him a little too hard?
But I think that's a thing most people can relate with, though. Like, I think everyone has been pushed to a point where they don't like working out. Like,
yeah. Facts. And I feel like that's kind of what you learn that you love when you reach those certain limits. Like, when you want to quit something, but you're like, nah.
Yeah, you know, man.
Hey, that's what our growth is, boy.
You feel me?
As a guy who's been through all that growth, man, it's something else to really go on the journey. So that's what I'm saying. People out there who's watching this, if you want to, if there's any part of you that questions, hey, I should change just even the tiniest bit, go for it. Because that's the reason why I even made it this far as I did, because I had that little something in the back of my head just whispering like, hey, man, what would you be if you were skinny? Hey, man, what would you be if you're muscular?
You know,
and that's all it really takes, because it was the same thing with my brother over here.
And you never know till you know.
Your family will know. So what they say, keep going.
You know, it's better to try and fail rather than living with regret and being like, what if, what if, what if, you know, because that'll eat at you the most.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Hey, you miss a goddamn, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take, for real, for real.
Fact.
Like, you sleep, like, because, bro, I know people see so many trends going around of, like, this is the next thing to hop on, and so many people pass it up because everyone's on it. Well, that's the thing. Like, everyone's on it, but not everyone knows how to do it the right way.
Yeah.
You might be the person that figures it out and does it the best way, and next thing you know, you blow up. Like, that's how it was with YouTube. Not everyone was doing YouTube. Right now, everyone's doing YouTube. But now you have to figure out to do it your specific way. And it's
like, are you going to stop because other people are doing it?
Exactly.
Because then I feel like in a way, that means you don't necessarily love it. You're kind of in it for a different reason. And which is all fine and dandy. You just got to come to the terms with that and what you want and then chase that, you know? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's the beautiful thing about having your perspectives, because it's your perspective.
Yeah.
You can take all the information you like, but it's all in how you adapt to it and change little things about it that make it your own.
Yeah, because nobody can really tell you how to go. Everybody can tell you how to make $1 million, but nobody can really tell you how to make $1 million.
Yeah,
everybody
exactly. Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Everyone.
You know, our cards are not the same as your cards. Exactly. Your cards aren't the same as the next person's.
Yeah, that's what's good. Yeah, dude, for real. Because there's a lot of people, like, you might look at someone and be jealous because what they have, but, like, exactly. Everyone's cards are completely different.
Mm-hmm.
They might be driving into Bentley, but you don't know what they did to get that Bentley.
Exactly. Bro, how many years were they sleeping on the floor before they got that Bentley?
And that's what people don't realize about that workout journey, too, because people always ask me, like, or people always think I took steroids. I'm like, no, I didn't take steroids. It wouldn't take me 3 years to get here if I took steroids.
No,
if you took steroids and it's taking 3 years, you need to drop it.
It's different roids. For you.
But no, that was when I realized.
Right, it's some diet roids.
That's. That boy got them boys in Payless.
You <did. For> real.
but that's when I realized. But
sorry.
But that's when I realized that most people don't understand what it takes to really get there. Because most people don't even remember when I had my arm. I was in junior high. I had my arms literally stuck in 90-degree angle because my arms are so sore. I could not move them.
Dang, yo,
I was in my. History class. And I remember I passed that test with a 91. My teacher, Miss Lightbird, if you remember me, I don't know if you're going to see this, but you did a good job.
Hey, exactly. We passed.
But, yeah.
Any other questions?
How y'all doing today, guys? Look, most people don't ask that. Most people don't even care to ask. Like, people don't know. A good morning can really go a long way.
I feel that.
Mm-hmm. Customer service.
Exactly.
My mans.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm chilling. Yeah. I'll be here. How are you?
Hey, I'm actually doing pretty good. No cap. Hey,
good.
I'm actually excited that we're doing this. I'm getting out of my comfort zone. I don't know if you guys can tell, but nervous. Nah, I don't even know what to say and all that, but you're going to see, like, throughout all this, I'm definitely going to open up and be more relaxed, and you're going to see, like, a different side for sure. So, yeah, I'm doing good.
What about you, Dave?
What about me?
Yeah, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine. I'm doing good. No, I'm glad that we are taking action on this. That's the acting locally part again. I want to reemphasize that. All of these, one thing in my experience in watching YouTube and everything, everybody's got the platitudes and they can talk a good game, but do they follow it up with action?
Mm-hmm.
And so this is, again, day one, taking action on this podcast journey and venturing out into the community to see what we can do, starting at home. That's where we're
Facts.
At.
Yeah, this is live.
Yeah. So, no pun intended.
Yeah. So I know these guys are excited. I'm excited. But I'm really wanting to help folks to make a change in their life for the better, to become stronger individually, because then we can do our part as a collective. And the stronger we are individually, it goes back to what they say about the weakest link. if we strengthen our weakest links, it makes us all stronger. Yeah. So
it's about making that chain as strong as possible.
Yeah. You're only as strong as your weakest link.
Exactly. Yeah. You're only as strong as your weakest link, for real. Cool.
Yeah. So if we reach out to those in our community that are struggling, and we help them out in whatever way, like, again, this is just, it's a journey. We don't know what's going to happen, but we're putting ourselves out there. We're taking action, and that's it. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you have any other questions?
I don't know. So what's next for your journey? If that's where we're going with this, we've addressed who we are a little bit, where we've been, and let's talk next steps. Let's say what's some action items that you're either struggling with, or what's the biggest log jamming up your stream?
Okay, so right now, not I'm gonna lie, like, my main focus is trying to leave my 9-to-5, so that is my biggest jam, I would say. But the thing I'm working on to get out of that situation would be, I'm trying to drop ship, TikTok drop shipping, to be more specific, with Shopify. Right now, dude, they make it look real easy. I'm not even gonna lie, they make it look real easy, but it takes some time and effort to build a website, to make sure that the ads you want to run are really good ads, because you gotta, like, when you're clicking on the website and you're doing it, you're not even aware of the little subtle things that make you click on more things to buy, that make you scroll down the list and keep looking at other products. So when you're building your own website, it's like foreign, like, territory, because you're like, what? Like, it's so, like I don't want to say it unorthodox, but it's like, it's really different, you know? But yeah, as of right now, it would be day 3 that I'm seriously on the website. I've been doing it for about 2 weeks, researching it, trying to figure out the best way to do it. But let me tell you guys something. When you're starting something, stop trying to figure out the best way to do it. Just do it. Because trying to figure out all the little nitpicks and all that, you're not going to get anywhere. You're not even going to start. I'm telling you, you're not even going to start. So just start somewhere and just pick it up as long as you go. That's exactly what I'm trying to do. And right now, I'm on day 3, and I'm saying in 6 months, I want to make at least $200 to $300 from doing this in 6 months' time.
$200 to $300 per month?
No, just in total. Yeah, in total.
So in that 6 months, you want to make $200 or $300?
Yes.
Okay.
That's cool.
Because they say most people, like, don't make that much money, but I want to be different. I'm gonna actually do my due diligence, take the time to research, and because I have nothing but time, for real, for real. Like, you people really have to understand that, like, you, like, the situations you're in, like, you probably didn't choose them, but there were steps that you took that let you in the situation that you're in. So you did choose it. Right now, I'm 19. I chose to be at Whataburger because right now, like, you. Hey, I'm playing the game of life right now. I'm trying to take it easy as possible. Some people might say that being at Whataburger is like chumping all this, but no, you have to look at it from, like, the money perspective. Like, right now, I'm making $300 a week. All I have to do to replace that job is make $300 a week. All of you guys out there, sorry to say it, but all of you guys out there making $3K a week, it's extreme. It's going to be way harder for you guys to leave your job versus me. All I have to do is figure out making $200 a week. That's just tough. $200 a week, but y'all have to make $5K a week. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. And I don't even have to live below my means just to do that, to be honest. I really don't. I don't have a car, because having a car, it was way too expensive. I can Uber everywhere I need to go, and that's going to be like $300, $400 a month versus like the K I'm guaranteed to have when I get a car. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, that's where I'm at with life right now. Playing the rat race. I'm in the rat race right now. Trying to get out. Trying to making small deals right now. The website is a small deal. Trying to turn that into something I can make a big deal. Want to turn that into an asset. And yeah, that's about it. Year's time, be financially independent, and yeah.
I'm doing pretty well, I would say. I'm not where I want to be as far as life, I would say, because like I've come physically, but mentally and financially, I want to be better because there's a version of myself that I see in the future that I want to achieve. But me being the young me, thinking I was like, oh, it's gonna be easy to get there, it's not gonna be easy, because I'm glad that I live with David now, and he's helped me to learn that, dude, you actually have to take major steps to get there. Mm-hmm. And from how my brother talks, it's just like, wow, like I'm impressed, because like he's come real far in just a short amount of time. Because most people, because it's so funny to me, because people, he was telling people about his ideas and people are laughing at him, and I'm sitting in the back, I'm like, guys, as an outsider looking in, y'all are stupid, because I may not be on his level yet. I'm gonna get there, of course, because you know I gotta put the time in, because all it is he just put more time in than I did, and in order to get there, I have to acknowledge that. So in order for me to get there, I'm gonna do the work now, which I should have been doing before, which is what Dave, I'm sorry, you've been telling me this from the get-go. I know that for a fact, but I have been working on some stuff in the works a little bit. I haven't been telling you because I want to keep on the down low, because at the same time, I didn't want you to think I was doing nothing, but also at the same time, I want you to also know that like you don't need to be sitting there time of day to watch after me, because to make sure I'm going in the right direction. So that's why I didn't say anything, but I'm trying to do a hemp business. I know I told you a little bit about it, but I want to go a little bit more in detail. I bought a book recently, which is literally the how-to on how to do it. And I thought Dominic was going to do it, but he wasn't. So I'm just going to take...
Shots
fired. I'm sorry. I'm just going to take... I'm just going to take the idea while I can, because as I was reading the book and seeing actually how to like grow it and how to change the bud from... to make sure that actually it's germinated, because if it's not germinated, it won't even grow, to being able to make sure it's going to harvest, and to be like, oh wait, no, make sure the trichomes are actually taken care of, because if they're not, oh wait, you're gonna have terrible product. And so it's like it's just those little things, and I'm over here thinking, I'm like, wow, I might be able to actually create a business out of this. And it was all because I just took a little initiative to be like, you know what, let's just buy a book. Let's just read a little bit more. Let's just go down this rabbit hole. It may not be as dark and deep as I think it is. And that was thanks to Rich Dad Poor Dad, because reading that book has helped me a lot, because I didn't think it was going to as much as it did.
Yeah.
But it's really one of those books you might... That's why I'm glad I read it as a teenager and then read it back now, because there's two different versions of me that I've read that book. Mm-hmm. I have the younger self that's wasn't open, and now I have the older version of me that has my mind more open. So now there's key terms on there that I can actually relate to. And like how Age is talking about the rat race, making sure he wants to get out the 9-to-5. I really want to do that myself, but I got to get there first, because with his business is different than mine, because mine is more plant-based. So I'm going to have to grow. It's going to take time, whereas his is easier to start up. So mine's gonna have a longer startup, but it's still gonna have good benefits. Mm-hmm. And also, what about this is I'm excited about it, because I've been asking around, I've been doing a little research, taking action, and I've found a few places that if I do make some good product, would take in my stuff and sell it. Mm. So with that inkling going, I'm going to try to get the stuff done, because I already have the grow tent for me already placed out. It's about $300-something. It's a little pricey, but when I was looking on the market for other grow tents and other stuff that would come with it, it was way more expensive to buy individual pieces and put them together versus buying this one grow tent and then having it all together. And then it's also easier, because then I can just install an app and then just control it from there. So that's why I'm also glad, but I'm still reading on the book still. There's still more things for me to learn,
mm-hmm.
but with y'all's help, I know I will get there. It's not I might get that. I know I'm going to. It's just the how long is it going to take and how much effort is it going to take for me to get to that process.
Nice. Yeah, I feel that.
All right.
And then for me, my next steps of action, like for those of you that don't know, I'm a musician. I'm a photographer, model, skateboarder, and videographer. And editor, I guess to encapsulate the magazine and to encapsulate the video production stuff that I'd be doing on the side, all of these things, they go into my income, like, thank God, and that, so I haven't been able to have a job for a year, like, shouts out the Lord, you know, but I want to go past just being able to afford my rent, you know, I want to be able to, and it's, I hate that, like, not no disrespect to anybody, but I hate that all of our answers are always financially based, because I know everybody wants to be financially free, and it's like, I don't even know how to even explain it, but if my talents and my skills could just afford me to basically pick a place wherever I want to live and afford that, I'm chilling really, you know, because everything, like, just because I can relax doesn't mean I'm going to stop taking photos, doesn't mean I'm going to stop taking videos, like, because I might be quote unquote financially free, doesn't mean I'm going to stop having, like, Spotify is my boss, Apple Music is my boss, YouTube is my boss, you know what I mean, so there's always going to be somebody I have to quote unquote work for. But how I work and how I make my money, that's what I want to have control over in my life, you know? So that next step is, how do I legitimize myself? How do I legitimize everything I'm doing and be able to put that into a language that appeals to investors and people who would like to sign deals and things? My magazine, how can I get that cheaper and produce more, like, efficiently? That way I can actually, like, when I have all these people who want to pay and have their businesses advertised in this, like, I've already done it before, but the problem is that my magazines are so expensive for me to make that I essentially don't make a profit, which is perfectly fine with me, but if this is how I want to go and I want to live off of these things, I gotta make a profit. I gotta step on some toes sometimes, but I also know I need to give back. I need to be able to give back, and that's my thing. Right now, I'm not in a position to be able to give away and do these things that I want to do, but I want to get there. So, I don't know. I've been grinding. I've been going hard. Literally been busting myself, like, trying to make things work. And what I've come to find out is it's a lot of preparation. It's a lot of time and research and investing, but it's a little bit of luck. You know, and I'm hoping that little bit of luck is just right around the corner, and that's all I need, hopefully. You know, I don't expect anything to ever be easy. I don't expect the journey to be so streamlined or anything. I would just like to know that I'm on the right journey and that I'm in control of my journey, and I feel like that's pretty much it. These next steps are just me taking everything full force and just trying to also do it like a legal way, so I can find smart ways and I can do loopholes, and then I can have Swiss bank accounts and nobody can ever take my money.
Even with the loopholes, there's still ways that they will get to your money if they want to.
Yeah.
However, that being said,
not if I put it in foil, look, and dig a hole.
Look, then you better be able to know where you put it.
Yeah, I know, right? Then X marks the spot.
It's just as good as if somebody took it if you can't find it.
Davy Jones to the left.
Yeah.
Okay. For real.
Okay, so all of that being said, my goal is to help each of you on your journey to accomplish these goals. Dante, I hope to help you in achieving those goals, helping you figure out the finance. The artists are not always the best business folks.
Yeah, dude.
and just because you're turning a profit doesn't mean that you're stepping on toes. I believe in a value for value model.
Yes.
Of economics, and I think too often these days people look down on people if they make a profit, but that's just life. Like, we need to accept that. I understand that capitalism has gotten a bad rap, but it's the best economic system that we've got so far, and it involves making a profit. If you're a business owner, that's your portion of the pie.
Yeah,
people work for you, they get their portion of the pie. And what I hope to do is to help everybody grow the pie so that we can all get a larger piece.
Yes, sir.
Because if you're not growing, then you're becoming stagnant and then you die. That's just, that's the way of the world.
Mm-hmm. And the vultures pick at you.
Yeah. And so, I don't think, oh, sorry.
No, go ahead.
And I think some people don't understand how much work goes into something, you know? Mm-hmm. Like when people see a photo, they're just like, oh, this is just the photo, whatever. Yeah. You just point and click that. So, nah, sometimes, like, depending on how you take photos, whether it's film, whether it's digital, and if you don't even edit digitally, you have to know your camera. You have to understand the lighting. You have to understand the sun. You got to understand that you're not going to get the shot again. You know what I mean? So everything has to be right. You have to be using the right lens, you got right focal length, right shutter speed, all that, all in this one instance. And then if you do edit, that's just more time like that you're spending on this. And if you're editing, that doesn't mean you don't know how to take photos. That just means there's a whole nother world to your photography, dude. You know what I mean? And so it takes time to build these things. Same thing with videos. They have to be directed. Even if it's a little bit, things have to be organized. Things got to be like kind of like here, here, here. If you're going to locations, everybody has to be on the same page. There's so much that goes into making a music video that people don't understand either. So then when they're like, why is your price $250? And I'm just like, bro, that's my cheap price, you know? Like, that's the discount, bro. Like, and that's my price of like me selling myself short so I can, like, we can work together, you know what I mean? Like, even just like, and so it's like, just respect the person that you're working with, you know? I guess that's really it. Yeah, just respect the people's time and the hard work people do to help your vision get made too, whatever that may be.
So all that being said too, mm-hmm. you need to understand who your clients are.
Absolutely.
And you need to be able to, everybody hates sales, but a little bit, that's what sales is about, is conveying the message of what does go into the product that you're producing, mm-hmm. because ultimately your product is the video, is the images, is all of these things. And so the better able you are at conveying the value and everything that goes into the images, then I guess the more likely that people will be willing to pay. But then too, it depends on whether the financial situation of the folks that you're dealing with, everybody is pinching pennies around, you
know? But that also comes with, you got to be able to adapt. You got to be able to work on the fly, you know? Yeah. And just like how you were saying, I got to be able to relate that. Like, that's part of your job as well. You got to be able to pretty much talk to whoever you need to be able to talk to and be able to speak like that language to make it make sense to people. Because yes, you're trying to make money, but people are don't want to, like, they're not just trying to give money away and feel like they got scammed at the end of the day. They need to have a reason to believe that you can deliver whatever it is you're trying to deliver for them, you know, whether it's a nice backyard or patio, you know. Facts. I wanted water so bad, but mine's outside the tent.
Go grab it, it's cool.
Oh, okay.
Say less.
Yeah, man, this is a casual conversation that we're having together.
Yeah, that's what makes us, that's what makes this podcast something else,
because so it's, but cool, we hope to do this across the community. Hello, boys. And we hope to do more activities. Shepard, don't let him spray the bag, please. And we'll see you guys around the community. We hope to do, we will, I guess, part of the plan is I'd like to bring these guys on regularly, if not for nothing more than to, Shepard, can you keep him from getting the camera? Okay, thank you. Say hi, Endor. He's coming through and spraying us. You look hot.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Honestly, yeah.
Wait, is that just water?
Yeah, it's just water. Thank you, buddy. Mm-hmm. And so,
he's the real MVP, y'all.
We
you just want to spray my hair.
I just want to, I want to bring these guys on board. We'll have either quarterly conversations or just regular conversations, so that we'll keep you guys up to date on what they're doing. This is a way to also keep them and to hold them accountable. Excuse me, Chef, the camera. We will hold them accountable. I want to hold myself accountable, because this is a pet project of mine that I hope to see through. This is my way of hopefully giving back to the community and to the world. This is how I want to spend the rest of my life, in helping others. And so we'll discover together what all that entails. I want to have conversations with local leaders. We'll speak with the mayor, Jerry Mouton. I know he just recently won re-election. I want to reach out to him. This is probably the first time he'll hear anything about it. But I'll have my people reach out to your people, and maybe we can set something up. And to other folks, if you're interested in being and on the podcast and having a conversation, you have something to say to our community, then reach out to me. I don't know. You know what? Send Daylen an email. We'll start there. Daylen, D-A-Y-L-N, at thinkandactlocally.com. If you want to be on the podcast, you think you have something to say, Shep, excuse me, the cameras, and we'll work something out. I can't promise everything. I don't know what kind of reception this will have. I was about to give out my cell phone number, but realized that that's probably not the best idea. But that's, I want to deliver this with a sense of authenticity, and I want to be real with folks, and I hope that in these conversations, folks will be real with me and with you guys as an extension of that. We're going to be everywhere. We're going to be on YouTube, and we're going to do, I guess, any of your local podcast catchers or whatever on Google Play, all that stuff. We'll figure it out. Spotify. We want to be everywhere, available to everyone. And hopefully we can grow this community, and we can improve the lives of those in the community, and just help everybody to achieve and to become their best self, and whatever that means for each of us. And not focusing so much on the national picture. I know everybody likes to talk national politics and what's going on there and everything, but I'd like to, for the most part, ignore that stuff. There's plenty of other shows that are doing that kind of stuff, and that's not what I'm interested in. That stuff will take care of itself. But if we could identify where those federal issues touch us here locally, then maybe we could address that, and we could figure out how really those... There we go. Those bigger issues, those federal issues touch us, then that's a conversation that we could have, because it impacts us here locally. But other than that, you guys got anything else?
No, not really, but let's just make sure that this is for the community, man. Because there's not too many podcasts like that like to talk about just what's going on inside the world. They like to talk outside, but not people can care about the inside. And that's what I think people should care about a lot. You should care about both, but also, you know, take a little bit extra initiative to care about the inside as well, because, you know, it's a pyramid. If the foundation's terrible, everything else is going to topple down. And the bigger they are, the harder they fall. And if Paul has taught me anything, the bigger ones usually fall the hardest. So y'all be careful out there, man.
Think locally, stay safe.